Safely Exposed is an experience intended to
educate without overwhelming,
empower without enforcing,
and elevate without leaving anyone behind.
Let's talk about it.
Oh man.
Progress loading.
Yep.
Dot dot dot.
What does that look like for you?
Well, I'm excited. I don't know if excited is the right word. That's why I said I don't think it's the right word.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to talking about this.
Okay.
About progress.
Let's get into it.
And loading, because I personally have been dealing with like how to measure my own sense of progress, and not through external validation.
Yeah.
But because I feel like we're conditioned to measure our success and our accomplishment based off of external things.
Societal values.
And I'm like, man, so when something doesn't happen the way that I expected it to, because of this external certificate of some sort.
That degree. That recognition. That promotion.
Right. Mm. I'm like, but why don't I still feel like I've done enough? Or I've done what I need.
Why does somebody else have to tell it to you? Why does somebody else have to write it for it to be progress?
Yeah. So that's why I think it's important to talk about and unpack here. A lot of my clients who have been with me for some time have been like, you know, I've noticed I've made these improvements, or I don't do this the same way I used to do it last year.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes like people are able to pause and celebrate, which I think is great, right? Because then you're going to be able to keep going. It's going to help you motivate you. And there's other people that look back and they're like, it's not enough. Or I feel like it's not progress because I'm not a completely changed person.
What are our milestones that we get to celebrate? And why don't we celebrate certain milestones? What about that? Is it, oh, I'm not doing enough. That's basic. I should be doing more.
Right.
And I'm like, I've been in that place myself. And sometimes I think about people around me who are go, 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 go. And I'm like, so when's the last time you celebrated what you've done? Like, you bought like 6 houses. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need more. I need them. Okay.
Smell the roses. Stop.
When's the last time you had a vacation? I don't have time for that. Who's chasing you?
Yeah, what's the rush?
What's the rush? What's happening?
To check off that box, that to-do list. So people can know that you have it. People know that you've accomplished something. But I'm like,
how do you feel?
Yeah. And that's what I had to do the past couple years is like all these things that I've done back to back to back. Have I really paused and been like, was this actually everything you wanted to do? And if so, like why did you feel like you had to rush through it? And was it to get this sense of like, I'm making progress in my life?
Yeah, I'm in that process of recognizing progress. This year marks 20 years of a lot of things for me. And I've had to, like, things like being adopted, having gone to therapy. I was 18 20 years ago, or I turned 18 20 years ago. And it's, this year was the year where I was like, hey, you're not responding to things the same way you used to in the past. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing way better. You don't, like, progress for me in terms of mental health simply looks like I don't have to go to therapy twice a week. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome. I feel capable enough to, like, go outside and by myself and make certain decisions for myself.
Yeah.
Awesome. And feel like I'm not going to be in trouble. Those are mental health successes for me because of, like, just certain parts of my life and certain experiences I've had, certain trauma that I've dealt with.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, really proud. And I think 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I wouldn't see that as progress.
Yeah.
I was, you need to do more. You need to, you know, well, you know, I have ADHD and I'm managing that way better than I have in the past. Even if I don't have 100% great days,
yeah,
I at least am more self-aware when it comes to that. And so, like, these are great places for progress.
And I see, and I want to acknowledge, like, that's a place where you are holding yourself accountable in a positive way. So, like, remembering to acknowledge and celebrate the progress
Yes.
versus being like, holding yourself accountable in the sense that, like, oh, now I'm looking back and seeing all the, like, the stuff I've done that I don't like. Like, mm-hmm. I need to work on this more. And it's like, stop and give yourself a gold star. And, you know, actually a lot of my clients who I'm like, they're having difficulty with stopping and smelling the roses. I'm like, your homework is to go out and buy you a little booklet of stars or, like, you know, congratulations or good job or good work. And whenever you do something that you feel accomplished with, you put, give yourself a little star, give yourself an accomplishment, like a sense of accomplishment. You need to reward yourself.
The recognizing accomplishments is an inside job. Mm-hmm. It's not about what other people say the accomplishments yeah. are, because we've seen people, famous people yeah. who have billions and millions, and they're not satisfied. They're depressed. They're not happy in their lives, where you're like, yo, you've accomplished this. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Very accomplished actor.
Absolutely.
You know, comedian, whatever have you. He did very well for himself, but that wasn't enough for him and whatever he was going for. I'm not going to pretend like I know everything about what he was struggling with.
Sure.
But those accomplishments that we on the outside see didn't do it for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how do you celebrate yourself in a way that helps you improve your mental health, improve your own self-image?
Because when you think about progress, mm-hmm. right, I'm thinking about, okay, logically, maybe like there's an end goal, like you're progressing towards something. Mm. And so, like, there's a waiting period, right? And so when you get frustrated, well, you're noticing, like, your progress is not going as fast as you want, or, like, you're waiting for yourself to reach where you envision your life or envision your growth to look like. I've started to ask myself and ask clients, you know, what are you doing while you're waiting that makes you feel good about what you're waiting for?
Ooh. Can I real quick?
Yeah.
So back when I used to go to church, mm-hmm. They used to say something of the effect, celebrating in the hallway. You know what I mean? While you're waiting for your blessing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So that's the celebration in the process, mm-hmm. progress in the process, but celebrating in that moment yeah. to say, and people say this often, you know, I prayed for times like this. Oh my God, what is that artist's name? Because I really wanted to wrap that all out. Let me stop. You know, people not realizing, like, you know, it's not that end goal
mm-hmm.
that you, but it's further than you are.
Right.
You know, you might've been a person who getting new shoes was a once a year thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now you've got like 5 pairs of shoes, and some people are like, well, that's whatever. But for you,
yeah,
that's a real journey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe further along the line, the goal is to be able to buy Louboutins.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's yeah. awesome.
Right.
But you still had those 5 pairs of shoes, but you only had one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. Those little things, you shouldn't be like, no, let me not say you shouldn't. Ooh, I don't want to be telling people what to do.
Yeah.
but it's beneficial to look at your achievements for yourself
right.
as opposed to other people. Because if other people are the only ones recognizing your accomplishments or celebrating them,
mm-hmm.
then they also have the same power to break you down.
Right. That's giving a lot of power to the external.
Yeah.
that's a valuable statement right there. So
just think about that exposure point. You know,
click on that, because like, yeah, what are you doing, right? Because I tend to be impatient, and I know what's for me is going to come to me, like, but sometimes, right, you have doubts.
Yep.
And you're not trusting the progress. You're not trusting because you want it to look a certain way.
Mm.
And it's not linear, folks. It's not linear. I see progress as going in a circle. And like the more you learn, then you kind of elevate.
Yes.
But you're always in this process of cycling through lessons. And if you learn, then you elevate. But it's this kind of circular motion that's moving upward versus this like straight line.
It reminds me of those movies where people get lost in the fog or whatever. And it's like, dude, are we in the same circle or whatever? And they have to learn something. They have to pause and learn whatever they need to learn before they can get out of the fog, get up to the next level in the mountain or in their journey, on their journey.
Yeah, that's a great visual, because like it really is actually asking you to like trust your instincts.
Mm.
To be still and stop trying to, like, I know maps. I know, like, you're relying on your sight,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it's like, but if the fog is, if you can't see, then what do you trust? You.
That self-awareness is the sight.
Mm-hmm.
But if your sight is focused on external validation,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to see what you need to see for yourself, inside yourself, because you're looking at what other people see.
Oh, I guess that's awesome. Take me to church.
Okay. Okay.
A word. That was a word.
I'm just saying, like, it is a journey. And I think I resonate with this so much because feeling like I've made it, the way people like, you need to go, and you know, you need to go to school and finish and get your BA mm-hmm. or whatever. And I'm just like, I can do that. But what does that mean for me? What is that accomplished for me?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the degrees and stuff like that, the things that I want to do mm-hmm. that other people, I can do that outside of getting a degree at a 4-year.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's not a really accomplishment. That doesn't, it gets there, right. but not in a way that makes me feel good. So like, what are the different ways to get to the accomplishment as well?
Mm-hmm.
And how do I, like, celebrating the fact that, like, I recognize that.
Yeah.
Other ways can look like just through mental health, right? What ways do you celebrate? We talked about this a little bit, but, like, what ways do you celebrate mental health achievements, right?
Well, and I think that's one of the more difficult accomplishments.
More harder is cool. People understood it. People understood it. Don't even come for us.
It's more difficult to appreciate the progress because, right, you may fall into a pattern of behavior again, or you enter a new relationship and you realize, oh my goodness, this is like very similar to my last relationship. You're like, but I thought I reviewed all the things that, you know, I were red flags or that, you know, the trauma from my past. But it's also like this, I give a lot of analogies to clients. Like, that's kind of how I speak, like mm-hmm. metaphor and analogies. And one metaphor, I don't know, if y'all have ever had like a hoopty, a broken down car, like you drive it till the wheels fall off. Just, yeah, uh-huh. It makes noise. So, you know, like you got to press real hard on the brakes to get it to stop.
Or that window don't go down.
Yeah. Makes all kinds of crazy sounds. And then, you know, maybe you get up, maybe you come into some money somehow and you're able to get a new car or just a newer car. But anyway, when you're driving that new car, there's still a part of you that's probably still thinking like, okay, I'm going to have to step real hard on these brakes. And then you find yourself almost flying through right. the windshield.
Because it's not like, the same situation you haven't recognized.
And so there's an adjustment period. Yeah. That I don't think a lot of us allow for when we're learning something that, okay, now you have to let it marinate. Let it marinate. What did you learn about yourself? Okay, you have this awareness. You have this depth, this understanding of yourself. Sit with it before you try to apply it. Because, right, a lot of you is catching up. Maybe the logical part of you has caught up, but the emotional part of you is still like, mm-hmm. okay, this is a new situation. We are safe mm-hmm. versus we're still in danger. Got to back it up. Oh, my God.
This car still isn't reliable.
Everything's, yeah.
You know, but mm-hmm. no, baby, it's not the same car.
You're not hearing the sound. Like, there's no sound. You're hearing things, like, you know.
And you're stuck in that loop. You're stuck in the fog because you're not taking that pause.
Yeah.
Ooh. Bars. But no, like, yeah, how do you measure your progress? How do you take the time? Are you allowed to take time for progress? Does your life allow space for mm-hmm. you to take time to recognize? I hear parents say this with their kids a lot. Oh, my God, they've gotten so big. Where did the time go? Mm-hmm. Well, homie, did you take time
mm-hmm.
to spend with and appreciate those moments where baby learned to walk? Okay, you took some time. You enjoyed that. You took some video. You took some pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, baby's first words. You took some video. You took some pictures. And you're able to see that and just be excited. As opposed to somebody who didn't take the time to recognize, spend time with their child, and now, like, they're 5, they're 10, mm-hmm. they're 18, and those years have gotten away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that. You get that languishing feeling, oh, I didn't even realize when I got here.
Yeah. And sometimes that's right. There are parents who, and being a parent, like, mm-hmm. we're both parents, but, like, being split or torn between, like, I have to make enough money for, mm-hmm. so I have to work, which means time away from my child. So, like, but even in those moments where you are able to make time, how present are you being?
Because you need that.
Right?
To measure your progress.
Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, so being like that inner critic comes up, right? Mm-hmm. When you're measuring your progress and like, especially when it comes to mental health. And that's why I think reevaluations with therapists, if you have a therapist and you're not doing reevaluations, so every few months or at least once a year, especially if it's a long-term therapist where you're checking in, like, how is this going? Do you feel you've made progress? How are you measuring that progress? Let's look at the, bring up the documentation and see, okay, what were my notes, you know, at the very first session versus, you know, 3 months from then to now, to see like, okay, are we still working on the same things? Is there more interventions we need to use, different interventions we need to use? Do I need to refer out? Do you need a specialist? Is there something that's new that's developed? Do you have new goals?
Because with that new awareness, that progress, you might have new goals, right? And things that you want in the future that you didn't have back before this progress that you couldn't even imagine.
And here's the thing about when you tend to make progress in therapy, sometimes it can feel actually like things are getting worse. And here's why. Because when you have all of this awareness, then that means you're going to see things that you didn't see and notice things you didn't notice before.
And it hurts sometimes.
And it can, it can really hurt. And so you're like, wait, how come I'm not able to handle? You just learned that this stuff was there, uncovered that there were some things there.
And now you're feeling it. You got to let yourself feel it.
So progress can look a lot more overwhelming.
Can be painful.
And can be painful. But knowing and understanding, this is what I want a lot of people to understand about that experience with progress is when you are in therapy and actually committed and invested in doing the healing work, that awareness is going to hurt a little bit.
Because that ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
We talk about that. Like, it really is. If you're ignorant of it, you don't feel the pain. You don't feel the hard parts. Because sometimes we think that awareness is always joyful. And that's not the case at all. Being aware that somebody didn't treat you well or treat you the way you wanted to, or being aware that you didn't do something, you fell short of a goal for yourself in your consistency or something like that. But being able to feel that and not repressing that helps you progress further. Once you feel those things, it helps you move on. You just can't be afraid to feel them.
So that's what progress can look like. And that's why, to answer your question, right? Like that's how you can measure it with mental health.
I think that even when you don't have a therapist, having people around you who ask you questions about your progress and how you feel about it, right? Because everybody's waiting to say, oh, well, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. But having people who are genuinely interested in hearing and having you share how you're doing and how you feel about things is really important. It's valuable because they're holding up a mirror to you saying, I don't want to speak on it, but this is what you said 6 months ago about the situation with your car. This is the 6 months ago you said the situation about your relationship or your body. And so how are you doing with those things and how are you feeling about where you are right now? Because I want to celebrate you. That might be a thing your friends want to do. Like, you did it. But they're looking at you and they're like, oh, you don't want to celebrate it. Right. Yeah. You're like, why are you looking so upset? Well, it's not where I am. It's not where I really want to be. So it's like, oh, hold up.
What are you feeling? Is that shame? Is that guilt about not being where you want to be or where you're supposed to be? And when shame and guilt come up, I'm like, whoo, that's actually really hard to move forward with that.
That's
like chemically, like it affects your brain and your body's chemistry to move from a place of shame and guilt. And so what do you do with shame and guilt? How do you resolve that? Because people are like, I don't know how to move forward. I feel so guilty.
Where's that shame and guilt coming from?
Well, a lot of times it's like thinking that we're supposed to know everything. As an adult, like you're like, yep, fake it till you make it. If you don't know everything, you pretend that you do. So that you don't have that visible shame or that visible ignorance. Like I don't know. So
I learned this phrase at work. I don't know, let's find out. You know, it let me take myself off the hook and be open to learning, one, recognizing that I don't know everything, two. And then also if I'm with other people, let's investigate together. It makes it an opportunity to connect with others.
Sure.
You know? And so like, yeah, you don't know. Let's find out. I don't know how to do this. It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay to not know everything. And I'm guilty of that, of putting that pressure on myself to know things and getting really upset if like I had this plan, but I forgot that one thing. But it was my first time doing that. So why am I feeling so, you know,
we got to love up on our humanity.
Hello.
We got to love up on that because that's what's getting in the way. It's like, that's a human thing to do and it's okay. And having that permission to mess up
right? To make mistakes and not be so prideful and think that you know. And I always, when I hear the word shame and guilt, I think about the show Avatar. The Last Airbender, one of my favorites. Okay. And Uncle Iroh, like the real G, he would just spit out all these gems. And if you were listening, you would hear how like appropriate this quote that he says, because who was it? Zuko. Mm-hmm. His nephew Zuko was, you know, having a fit about something and talking about how proud he was of who he was. Because like Uncle Iroh could see that he's obviously feeling shameful, and Zuko's response was like, "No, I'm feeling proud. I haven't been more proud." Like, and he's like, "You know," he said, "pride is not the opposite of shame, but its source. True humility is the only antidote to shame." So I feel like right there is summing up what we said. It was like basically recognizing and humbling yourself to realize, okay, I don't know everything, and that's okay. I'm still learning.
And I still have so much more life to learn for, mm-hmm. right? To learn in with other people, with myself.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right to be loading.
Right.
You know, I think sometimes we see that on a computer and we're like, oh, why are we buffering? Why we gotta wait? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the wait is good.
Yeah.
So there are lessons in that wait. Things can catch up in there, yeah.
What needs to catch up? Because you're busy over here manifesting. I got a plan. I got a vision. But do you know how many things have to be in place for that vision to come to fruition?
Buffering.
That are like outside of your control.
Yep.
So the universe hears you. God hears you. But they're like, there's things. I got to put it in position.
Got to line.
And you also got to be in position.
Because when we get in things that we aren't prepared for, sometimes we squander them.
Mm-hmm.
So also taking that time to like, to reflect.
Yeah.
In that process, you know, like, because then we appreciate it more when we get to where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say this. One of my goals is to continue to be here and live my life to the fullest. So my moments of, you know, reflecting on my progress is just kind of my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a new year. You know, I did something different from last year. No year is the same, even though you might be in the same house, same job.
Mm-hmm.
No year is the same. So like, again, how are you looking at progress and moving forward?
Right. I'm with it. I'm all about progress, evolution, growth.
Yeah.
And knowing when you need to pause, just like the seasons, right? And growth.
Be a little safely exposed like these bare trees.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Let's continue to talk about this.
Want to hear from you.
All right. Peace.
All content and information on this platform, including products and or services, is for informational and educational purposes only and does not replace medical, psychological, or health advice of any kind with a qualified professional. Take care and be safe.